Trump officially indicted. Let's get into it. On Thursday, former President Donald Trump was officially indicted by a grand jury in New York. Remember when former U.S. President Donald Trump came out 2 weeks ago and went on his dead social media platform Truth Social to say that he believes that he will be picked up and arrested? He was right. Thursday, Trump was officially indicted by a grand jury in New York, Manhattan specifically. Trump is being accused of paying hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels and another woman to pay them for their silence about affairs they had with Trump. This and other crimes were federal campaign finance violations. Trump then incited his supporters to protest the possible arrest. This was a few weeks ago. Now, Trump's arraignment is going to be this Tuesday around 2:15 Eastern Standard Time in Manhattan. See, America is such a backward and uncivilized country. They don't prosecute the corrupt and evil leaders. This subhuman piece of garbage, Trumpanzee, committed war crimes. War crimes in Yemen, Iraq, and Syria. From drone and airstrikes, murdering civilians, including in hospitals, mosques, schools, and homes. He escalated violence in the Middle East by increasing the number of U.S. terrorists there, including in Syria, to steal Syria's oil, a war crime. This is a direct quote from Trump himself when talking about stealing Syrian oil. Quote, "We're keeping the oil." Trump said this in 2019 to a conference of police chiefs in Chicago. "I've always said that," quote, "keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil. We've secured the oil," end quote. This piece of garbage actually said that. He also gave presidential pardons. Speaking of war crimes, he also gave presidential pardons to multiple war criminals who committed crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan, including Clint Lawrence, Matt Goldstein, and Eddie Gallagher. When the ICC, the International Criminal Court, got off of its ass and pursued an investigation against U.S. terrorism in Afghanistan, terrorist Trump put economic and legal sanctions on the ICC, the International Criminal Court, and ICC officials in charge with investigating war crimes by the U.S. and its complicit allies. This is how corrupt and evil and nefarious this piece of garbage Trumpanzee is. An AP article on the subject said that, quote, "No U.S. president while in office or afterward has faced criminal charges. Trump has said he will continue campaigning even if he is charged with a crime," end quote. Again, this is part of what's wrong with America. They don't prosecute their corrupt and evil leaders. And when the West does prosecute their corrupt and evil leaders, they give them some of the most bullshit charges that don't pertain to the evils they committed in the developing countries. In this case, Trump's terrorism and terrorist attacks in Africa and the Middle East. You want to prosecute him for violating federal campaign finance violations? That's fine. But prosecute him for all of the evils he's committed in Africa and the Middle East. The West is such a toilet bowl. A toilet bowl. And another thing, the district attorney is treating Trumpanzee with such kid gloves for fear of offending and in order to placate and appease his right-wing nutjob supporters. One example is Trump isn't going to be put in handcuffs for his arraignment this Tuesday. His own lawyer confessed this. His own lawyer said this. In the Western world, they like to delude themselves, these Westerners, into thinking that there's justice, but there is no justice, especially when it comes to the financially wealthy and powerful. They rarely receive prosecution and justice for crimes that if the ordinary person committed them, they'd be found guilty and sentenced for lengthy prison times and prison terms. Like I said, the West is such a freaking toilet bowl. That's what I have to say on Trump being indicted by a grand jury. What do you guys think? Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment, leave a like. That helps with the algorithm and more people seeing this content and being a part of the community. If you are listening to this on the podcast, then tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.